making noise. Maud growled, with blood in his eyes. Dangling from one meaty hand was a leather strap wide and thick, doubled over in his fist. Never show them you're afraid, Tyrion reminded himself. How would you like to be rich, he asked. Maud hit him. He swung the strap backhand lazily, but the leather caught Tyrion high on the arm. The force of it staggered him, and the pain made him grit his teeth. No mouth, dwarf man, Maud warned him. Gold, Tyrion said, miming a smile. Castle Rock is full of gold. Ah! This time the blow was a forehand, and Maud put more of his arm into the swing, making the leather crack and jump. It caught Tyrion in the ribs and dropped him to his knees, whimpering. He forced himself to look up at the jailer. As rich as the Lannisters, he wheezed. That's what they say, Maud. Maud grunted. The strap whistled through the air and smashed Tyrion full in the face. The pain was so bad, he did not remember falling. But when he opened his eyes again, he was on the floor of his cell. His ear was ringing and his mouth was full of blood. He groped for purchase to push himself up, and his fingers brushed against nothing. Tyrion snatched his hand back as fast as if it had been scalded and tried his best to stop breathing. He had fallen right on the edge, inches from the blue.